How many have read about the chakras and kundalini and some such thing? Quite a lot. Chakras are the milestones on the path of kundalini. How many have experienced during meditation sometimes? Some movement along the spine, as if something coming up and down and something like that. No? And this keeps happening often, often. How many feel it keeps happening often? Yeah. This is movement of kundalini. These movements, like the energy impulses we talked in the morning, flowing like that, like that. They are the signs of release of stress and strain. And have you noticed sometimes when you are meditating, breathing becomes much refined and it flows equally with both the nostrils. Otherwise, generally it flows either from the left or from the right. But during meditation, when it becomes very refined, it flows from both. How many have noticed? When the breath flows from both, then it is called sushumna. There is a very fine hole deep inside the spinal column, very fine, much thinner than the width of the hair, maybe 1/100th of the width of the hair, such fine spine. And when the nervous system becomes freer from stress and strain, of which we talked in the morning, deep-rooted stresses, see, like things like that, very fine. This is the spinal column, and at the end of the spine, is the kundalini. Kundalini is the symbol of life force that is present in each living being. State of consciousness. Higher state of consciousness depends on how much this kundalini is awake. it's said to be on this end of this, and this column is said to be Sushumna. And as the body becomes purer and purer, this germ of life, it's like a serpent. It becomes awake. See, in all the creatures, the small insects and birds and animals and man and angels and this, in every living being, this germ of life is present.
A member of the audience posed the question, sometimes when he meditates, a very powerful pushing force comes into him at the base of his spine, and it causes him to shake, and it becomes so intense that he can't say his mantra.
The sensation at the base of spine is too much, and that's a distraction, difficult to take the mantra. At such time, you just feel that sensation. There is nothing that we can do about it except feeling the sensation. And these sensations are just the neutralizing of the stresses that are there in this area. And as the stresses become unwind, all those movements will stop, and then you start the mantra. At any time along the spine, you may feel as if quite a lot of ants are crawling up and down, or some such thing, some movement of energy, or it's a physical, you feel it, up and down movement. These are the movements of this germ of life, Kundalini. It becomes awake. And, yeah?
The questioner came forward once more and stated, it's not a movement. It's a pressure, a very strong and intense and increasing pressure.
Pressure, huh? In this case, it's a pressure. Movement will be like that. Up and down and up and down. Maybe pressure any time, pressure. This pressure is again that some movement again, it may not be felt as a movement, it may be felt as a constant pressure in some one particular area. But that again is due to the same thing of release of stresses. When this whole area is free from stresses, then it won't have that pressure in this. So what happens is, this very fine part of air is blocked. Maybe some blocked here, maybe some blocked here, maybe something blocked. Inside, if it is blocked, then in our system of meditation, when the mantra becomes very fine, very fine, very fine, breathing becomes very fine. And when the breathing becomes very, very fine, very fine, then the breath permeates the whole system. Absolutely very fine breath. It is able to pierce through the whole body. And then the air starts passing from this very fine hole, very fine passage, And when the air passes from here, then if there is a block here, then the pressure is created here. And due to that pressure, the body may rock this way or that way. The whole body may even do like that. So all this is just due to the air pressing through this fine hole and finding its way up. Movement, any kind of movement may happen here or there. And along this path, there are certain chakras, what they call it, centers, one here, and one here. And each center is like that. Maybe two petals rows, or four petals rows, like that, or six or eight or 12, like that. And when this kundalini, this germ of life, travels from here through this, and the passage is clear, then each of these become upward like that. They turn over. And this turnover means the passage is clear now. And by the time all these six chakras open up, then the whole passage is clear. And the kundalini then comes here, resides here. And this gives clearer experience of being. Very clear, pure consciousness. And that is called enlightenment. That pure awareness of pure consciousness fills the whole thing. So there is a system of practice which is called Laya Yoga. Laya means absorption. The kundalini finds its absorption in all these centers. Here, and eventually here on the cortex. 1,000 petaled lotus. And when, by the time kundalini comes here, everything, the whole thing becomes full of light. Full of light means full of awareness. That pure light means not this light, but the pure being. Pure being. And when this whole area becomes aware of being clearly, then it is cosmic consciousness that the being is never lost, irrespective of our engagements during the day or restfulness in the night. It remains permanent. And this is what is called the state of enlightenment. State of enlightenment. So as kundalini becomes more and more awake, the soul keeps on coming to higher and higher species, coming to man's species. It comes to a level of wakefulness that it can rise up, and it has then this whole path to bring it to this region where being will be permanently established in the very nature of the mind. The whole area of nervous system becomes enlightened.
question came from the audience. Do you know when you have it?
See, you feel the up and down march of this. Sometimes it goes up and then down and up and down. And when the whole thing is clear and the whole nervous system is completely free from stresses and strains, then it never returns. It gets there and gets absorbed. So you experience the up and down march of this thing, and you experience when it is permanently established in the whole nervous system. You experience when the mantra becomes finer and finer and finer, and then mind transcends and get to that pure awareness. It's an experience. How many have that pure awareness very clearly during meditation? Yes, sometimes. And that sometimes and sometimes and sometimes and all times. It is to become an all-time reality.
Could you possibly explain to me how the nervous system acts as a medium for the relationship of these two things that are happening? Images and sensory input coming from the outside, and the consciousness gradually becoming stronger so that it is radiating more powerfully and then out of the body.
See, when we experience anything, the image of it falls through the retina and reaches some area of the brain. If we are seeing, then somewhere here the image falls. See, on the nervous system, on the cortex, five areas, maybe one area and...